Now that we have the information superhighway, we can throw out into the open our screams, our cries for help, so much faster than we could before. Our pleas become computer blips, tiny bits of energy traveling through lasers and wires, traveling through space. To be left for someone to decipher, when they find the time. I got in work the other day and I got my messages on voicemail. Mike left me a pager number and told me to contact him with some information. Tom told me to call him at the office only between 10:30 and noon. And Jason told me to check my email because he sent me a message I had to read. So, first I returned Tom's phone call, but he wasn't in, so I left a message with a coworker, and then I dialed the number from Mike's pager, listened to a beep, and dialed in my own phone number. Then I got online, I checked my email, I read a note from Ben, emptied out the junk mail. Realizing I didn't actually get a hold of anybody, I tried to call my friend Sherry, but I got her answering machine. So I said, "Hi, it's me, Janet. Haven't talked to you in a while." At which point I realized there was nothing left to say. So, give me a call. We should really get together and talk. Sarah and I were late for Carol's wedding rehearsal, which was a bad thing because we were both saving up for a wedding, and we were stuck in traffic. So I asked, "Hey, Sarah, you have a cell phone, don't you?" And she said, "Yes." And I asked, "Well, where do you know Carol's cell phone number? Because if you do, we can call her at the church and tell her we'll be late." And she said, "No, do you know it?" And I said, "No." I was out at a bar with Dave, and I was explaining to him why I hadn't talked to my friend Aaron in a while. Well, you see, we usually just email each other, and when we do, we just hit reply. When you get an email from someone, instead of having to start a new letter and type in their email address, you can just hit the reply button on the email message, and it'll make a letter addressed to the person who wrote you the letter originally. So he sent me a letter once, and it had a question at the end. So I hit reply and sent a response with another question at the end of my letter. So we kept having to answer questions for each other, and we just kept replying to each other, sending a letter with the same title back and forth to each other without ever having to type in the other's address. Well, once I got an email from him and there was no question at the end, and so I didn't have to send him a response, so I didn't. And we never thought to start a new email to one another, so we just lost in touch. And then it occurred to me how difficult it had become to type an extra line of text to type in his email address, because that's why I lost touch with him. And then it occurred to me, no matter how many different forms of communication we have, we'll still find a way to lose touch with one another. I wanted to purchase tickets for a concert, but I was shopping with my sister and wasn't near a ticket outlet center. But my sister said, "I have a portable phone. You can call them if you'd like." So she gave me the phone and I looked at all these extra buttons and she said, "Oh, just press the power button but hold it down for at least 4 seconds until the panel lights up. And then dial the number but use the area code because this phone is a 630 area code and then press send. And when you're done with the call, just press end and make sure the light turns off." And so I turned it on. I dialed the number, pressed send. I pressed my head against the tiny phone. And the line was busy. And I couldn't get through. For now that we have the information superhighway, we can throw out into the open our screams, our cries for help, so much faster than we could before. But what if we don't want to communicate or forget how? Too busy leaving messages, voicemails, emails, pager numbers, forgetting to call back. What if we forget how to communicate? I checked my email address book recently, and the people I email the most are the people that live in the same city as me, all of whom I know the phone numbers of, all of whom are only a local call away. In fact, one of my friends lives a block and a half away from me on the same street as me, but I still email her as much as I call her, even though I could just walk over to her house and have an actual conversation. I was suntanning outside of my patio with a friend on Saturday, and we decided we wanted to order a pizza. We brought a cordless phone outside with us so we'd know if the phone in the house rang, so we picked it up and dialed. And the phone needed to be recharged. The batteries were wearing down because there was so much static that I worried the pizza man wouldn't even be able to hear my voice. So while waiting for the pizza man to pick up that phone, I said, mocking static on the line, "Hi, I'm calling from the space shuttle. I'd like to order a pizza for delivery. Call Mission Control at Houston for a credit card number." I got a program for my computer. It's a phone book program, and it sorts people by name or company. It lists their phone number, and it has a complete file for them where you could store their birthday, their address, past addresses and phone numbers, faxes, email addresses. There is room for any information you want to store about them. And I love this program. I mean, I've created a file with all of the phone numbers I have ever needed. I always add information to this file. I keep a copy of it on my computer at home, on my computer at work, on my laptop, even on a floppy disk, you know, in case there's a fire at work and my hard drive at home crashes and somebody steals my laptop computer. But it always seems that every time I desperately need a phone number, I'm nowhere near a computer. Any computer. I wanted to get in touch with an old friend of mine from high school, Vince, and the last I heard was that he was at Marquette University. Well, that was 5 years ago. He could be anywhere now. I talked to a friend or two that knew him, but they lost touch with him, too. So I searched on the internet to see if his name was on a website or if he had an email address. He didn't. So I figured I probably wouldn't find him. And all this time, I knew his parents lived in the same house they always did. I could just look up his parents' phone number in the phone book and call them, say, "Hi, my name is Janet. I'm an old friend of Vince's from high school." But I never did. And then I realized why. For you see, I could search the internet for hours and no one would know that I was looking for someone. But now, with a single phone call, I'd make it known to his entire family that I wanted to see him enough to call, even after all these years, and I didn't want him to know that. So I never called. For now that we have the information superhighway, we can throw out into the open our screams or our cries for help so much faster than we could before. But then, the question begs itself, who is there to listen?